Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
It's Sunday, December 18th, 2022, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my partner, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well, more up than down, and that's the biggest thing that counts.
That's what matters.
Hey, anybody who says, which they everybody mostly says, I'm doing great, is not telling the full truth. And I may have said this on this podcast, I may not. Here is my little sneaky game that my unique crazy brain plays, because
okay.
I don't like answering, at least myself, I don't really ever say that everything's perfect, because it's not. I don't know anyone who truly is perfect, but they present themselves on social media like that, but they don't really, they know in their heart of their hearts they're not. So this is what you do if you believe kind of in more authentic conversation and you want to really push a button or actually create an environment of true sharing. And I've done this hundreds of times. How you doing today, Ed? Well, you know what? On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 7 today. And then you turn to them and say, what's your number? You will be amazed at the freeze up in their eyes, because they've never truly been asked in a way that's definitive, how are you?
Huh.
And I've never had anybody say a 10. When I ask them the number, they will say between 2 and 8. They will not say a 10. That means they're finally telling the truth.
I think next time you ask me that, just to make you upset, I'm going to say a 10.
Of course you will.
Yeah, and then you can come back in here and I'll break your streak. You'll be like, finally, somebody's perfect. Thank goodness. And it's that Clint guy in East Ridge.
I knew there had to be one.
Yeah. I'm not it. Ladies and gentlemen, just breaking news, this just in. Clint is not perfect.
Oh my gosh. But that just flew out of nowhere.
That's good. That's why people like the show.
My TikTok on at least at this point has 75,000 views on the Liver King TikTok video.
Yeah.
And of course, since the time we talked about it, he has come out and admitted that he did use steroids. Duh. Like I said on my TikTok, that was certainly quite obvious.
Yeah.
But I think he did a very excellent job of how he framed it, how he presented his case. I think that he's rolling the dice. I think that despite the fact that we seem to be a very open society to a lot of people's different ideas, some ideas are still not accepted. And I just believe now people will not support his company as much, but he's a great marketer. He will recover, and I think he will continue to do well. But we'll see.
But I'm torn on it a little bit, because I look at all of the air quote influencers, or all the people I grew up watching play football or baseball or basketball or bodybuilding. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if we're going to start calling out everybody. Is it just going to, we're going to tear down everybody that adds good to the world? Now, I think he was doing it to sell his products, which, okay, that's marketing 101. But there's a lot of people out there that look a certain way, have a certain amount of energy, they can do some great, incredible athletic things. And they use that to sell a product or a workout machine or this type of service. And I guarantee if you did blood work, they're going to have creatine. They're going to have a lot of the stuff you and I take, the protein shit. But they're also going to have other things that people may call performance enhancers. And really, technically speaking, a lot of the stuff that I take are performance enhancers. Caffeine can be a performance enhancer. So I know that's getting in the weeds on the topic. I just think sometimes honesty is the best policy. And I just, if we're going to spend our whole time tearing people down, that's going to be all of us.
All of us
are going to get torn down, because we're all hypocrites somewhere. Now, to be honest with you, if you know anything about working out and looked at the Liver King ever and thought that he was not on some sort of alternative supplementation, then you're just a little naive.
More than that. That's what I said on my TikTok.
Yeah.
I actually defended the guy, and I said, would Arnold come out back in his day, and would he have been a legend today if he'd come out in his day and said, yes, of course I used some steroids? No, he wouldn't. He'd have been thrown under the bus like everybody else. This seems to be a topic that has a lot of polarization around it, red flags, and people, there's a difference between use and abuse. But the point I made on my TikTok, which is Ed Jones 63, is that there are guys in the gym who do a lot of roids who can't walk from the car to the gym because they're out of breath.
Yep.
They could never do the feats of strength that the Liver King does. They also are not connected to healthy eating. Liver King is extremely connected to ancient primal type of consumption of foods. I don't completely agree with his diet, but he knows that what you put in your mouth is what's going to probably be the biggest influence on what your health is in the future and your performance. So he's not just about big biceps and strength. He's about the overall picture of health, which I do respect.
Well, and again, I'll hand the show back off to you, but we also don't understand how this feeds into itself. If you're taking steroids and you don't work out, and you don't do the things you're supposed to do in the gym, do you know what's going to happen? You're going to get bloated and big, and you won't have the body you want. You won't be able to do the activities you want. And it feeds itself. You start getting a little stronger. You get in a little better shape. You start, you know, more motivated to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. And so I've told people this all the time. It's all in how you do it. Is it safe? And what's your ultimate goal? So it's a very complicated topic.
Complicated.
Very complicated, like everything else.
It is, needs to be personalized based on the person. I mean, why do you think Nutrition World has Josh Porter with Optimize You in the building? Because he does hormone replacement in an ethical, nonsense, safe way.
Listen, and this is coming from a guy, I've been in really, really good shape in the past. And
really?
I'm in decent shape. Yeah, oh God, dude, I was a monster.
When were you?
You don't even know.
I need to look at your album.
I'll show you some. I've got pictures. I was in really good shape. I ran a gym for years. And guess what? I've been 30 and 40 pounds overweight. Right now, I'm about 10 pounds away from where I want to get to. But here's the point. It's so easy when I'm 30 pounds overweight, eating a dozen donuts a week, to complain that somebody else is putting steroids in their body.
Oh, bingo. So, I love that.
So for me, when I go, look what they are putting in their body. That's just cheating. And I've got the crispy, clean glaze around my lips. I probably should shut my face hole and go take care of my own business.
Amen. So there we go. Hey, I was married during the time when I was lusting after this woman. And she was, I still really lust after her because I couldn't talk about those things back in the marriage days, but I can now. Knots Landing. Do you remember Donna Mills?
Uh-huh.
Woo! She is 81 years old. I saw a picture of her with her little testimony, and I love these kind of testimonies. What does she do to look so fabulous? Well, yes, she probably has money. Yes, she probably does Botox, but she doesn't do anything radical. But the biggest part is, she plays tennis 5 times a week. She lifts weights about 3 times a week, which is imperative as we age to lift weights.
Right.
And then she stretches on a ballet bar every single day. And you know what? And she said that she never eats pasta, sugar, bread, ice cream, or cookies, or really any refined carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. She's not a vegetarian because people in that group don't want to say they eat meat. So to be tactful, I'm not a vegetarian is what they say. Yeah. We got to have a lot of protein as we age. That's part of my whole concept of diet. And she eats a lot of vegetables that she grows out of a garden.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I like about it, because sometimes people glamorize these kind of individuals. And she said, you know what? It's not always fun to do those exercises because I hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You and I just had this conversation. She said, I'm 81 years old. I'm stiff sometimes, but I would be far worse off if I just sat and ignored it, because I say this often, that we rust out far before we wear out.
Mm-hmm.
And being active, it does hurt sometimes. I know you just talked about your hands.
Well, I mean, I'm either going to, as you age, there's going to be pain from being inactive, unflexible, and sitting on the couch, and your joints are going to hurt and be stiff. Or you're going to be stiff and sore because you are active and you can stretch, but there's going to be pain in either one of those as you get older. There's just a certain amount of pain you have to live with. And if you say to yourself, pain is going to prevent me from doing those things, then you'll never do anything, because pain's there all the time, a certain amount of it.
And the more, even if the pains were equal, the downside of sitting is you won't be productive. You won't be able to lift your grandkids. You won't be able to go out and do the things. And, you know, actually pain is probably mandatory with age, but suffering is not. And the suffering is more of the attachment we have to that concept of pain. So I'm all about, you know, changing the concept of pain. And again, like I just said, you know, it's okay to not be okay all the time.
Absolutely.
I want to say on the one website called iwaspoisoned.com, it's where Chattanooga people can go on and enter their information if they feel like they got food poisoning. Now, I will say I will defend each of these restaurants every time I mention it because, you know, stomach bugs are going around, and whatever you ate last, you will probably blame as your sickness. But I still like reading it. This one this week or 2 days ago was from Cheddar's, and it was chicken pot pie is what this person said made them deathly sick. Again, it could be a stomach bug, but it's either a stomach bug or it's food poisoning. And I kind of like this site, iwaspoisoned.com. And then I want to say that I tried some of Nutrition World's bison sausage on Sunday because, again, on Monday through Friday, I eat about 60 carbs. Saturday and Sunday, I eat about 200 because I feel that if you cycle in and out of carbs, you will maintain better body fat, better thinking, and better health. So on Sunday morning, I had some the best English muffins from Need Loves that I had purchased, and we cooked them and had made the sausage and to die for sausage. Let me tell you, I'm not a sausage connoisseur because one, this full of junk. It always has MSG in it. It always has a lot of probable meat ingredients we don't want to know about.
Right.
And these farmers here are not like that. First off, bison is much cleaner meat because they do not usually require antibiotics or drugs because they're very robust animals. And so they're given almost nothing. And they always graze. And this bison sausage is fantastic. We also have venison. We have elk. And we have a regular ground beef that is fully, fully checked out. Not one of these grass-fed where they put the animal on grass the last 2 weeks and then...
Call it grass-fed.
Yeah. No, it's not happening like that. So not at Nutrition World, it's not happening like that. So I encourage you, and a lot of people certainly don't realize that the amount of little eclectic items and foods that we have at Nutrition World. And Christy is one of our staff members who has such great connections with farmers. And that is a blessing to us because she's brought in so many of these great foods. I want to.
Y'all love sausage, but I bet a lot of people don't know that you have that kind of stuff there.
No, they don't. And you know what? Next time you walk in the store, which is pretty often, Clint, you are addicted. And when I'm there, I'm going to pull out some of this sausage. And on me, I'm going to give it to you, and then we can talk about it the following week and
I'm
see
all
what
in.
You think about it.
Yeah, I'm all in.
All right, my friend. All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having more information, of course, a little bit on COVID and things on how to take control of your health. Because, again, if you don't take control, someone else will or some government will. More to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, the PhD of East Ridge, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform. During the Break podcast with Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at optimizeuchattanooga.com.
Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my buddy Clint Powell, and I did get a text message from Dr. Green. He's doing quite well, and again, we're going to get a date where he can come in and kind of be a guest interview doctor, and I'm sure it'll bring back a lot of good memories. We had 4.5 years together, Dr. Green and I, and we learned a lot from each other, no doubt.
Yeah, he was a great host, and he knows his stuff. He's a good guy, too. He's a good doctor and a good guy.
Yes, he is. He could think outside the box. I think I won't pat myself on the back too much, but he did give me a lot of credit for help opening his mind somewhat. And Dr. Brian Johnson at Nutrition World, him and I are really good buds. He's one of the kindest individuals. He spent about 12 and a half years at Erlanger in cancer care, and then about 12 other years running a small town hospital where he did everything. This is like, doesn't happen anymore. This guy, there was only him and one other doctor in this hospital. So every emergency that came in, he, Dr. Johnson, or his partner handled it because there was not specialists. And now you're talking about a training.
Wow.
That is in the down in the dirt training right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's yeah.
And that's why Dr. Johnson, his patients love him. He's got such a great perspective. He's an integrative physician. What does that mean? It means that he actually looks for the cause of why we are diseased or hurting or suffering instead of patching it with pharmaceuticals. The pharmaceuticals have a great place, but nowhere near to the level that polypharmacy is now offering. I call Nutrition World a green pharmacy now. I came up with that about a month ago, Clint, and I really feel that I kind of like it because we all have to have support with our health as we age. And you're going to have to walk through one of two doors. You could go through both doors. Now, that's possible, but you got to be a thinker to go through the Walgreens door and the Nutrition World door.
Right.
Many of my Nutrition World clients and customers don't go to the Walgreens door. We should do both because there's times where we need some pharmaceuticals, I will say. But our Nutrition World wants to present itself as the green pharmacy, and that's what I really like.
I like that.
You know, on Kindle, do you have a Kindle?
I used to, but now with the advent of I can get everything on this phone,
yeah,
I don't really use the Kindle anymore.
Well, the thing is, Amazon, which I don't like Amazon, especially for supplements, because you never know what's counterfeit on there, because people actually take products from the back of companies that are thrown in dumpsters and change the dates, and then they sell them out of the garage for about 80% off. And that's, you know, that's just that doesn't happen with paper towels and light bulbs.
That's
it just doesn't. If it does, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
So that's the, you know, those kind of things are really, really scary with Amazon. That's why. And also when they ship in the summer, it's going to be ruined in the UPS trucks if it sits for too long. So I don't encourage at all to do Amazon supplements and or drugs through that. But I love my Amazon Kindle. And here's one of the reasons is they have a tremendous amount of free books that you can download. I mean, free, zero. Mm-hmm. They don't cost a single penny. And a lot of them in the area of health, because people who write these books may be passionate And they're not interested in money. They want to actually educate other people. And I say this constantly. As we age, we have to be learners, or if we're not, we're unlearners. And if we can't learn, you're going to be doomed as far as probably being having your ammunition for your own course of health. Because if you don't know certain things, you will be taken advantage of by every system. You could walk in GNC, you'll be taken advantage of. You go to a surgeon, you'll probably be taken advantage of all the way across the board if you don't have a type of background of basic information to have an intelligent discussion. So how do you learn? Well, I believe, like you, Clint, podcasting is the, we're in the era of being able to learn from some of the smartest people and not have to go to college to do it.
Yeah.
If you pick the right ones. So podcasting, what is your podcast?
During the Break podcast and Day Fire podcast. And then I've got one more, Of By and For the People. It's political. But to your point real quick, too, I think the smartest people are the people that know they're not smart.
Yes.
Or they may know they're smart, but they always know that they don't know everything. Learning to ask questions, I think, is a sign of a healthy ego. And that, to me, is a sign of a really a person who's got a good grasp that somebody may know more than me, and I won't judge the person or where the message is coming from as much as the message, not the messenger.
Yes. That's very wise. And, you know, I did recorded a New Year's resolution video that was about 8 minutes long, and I really, really speak from the heart. This is not like we need to eat better, we need to eat less carbs. No, this really has nothing to do. It has to do with life, living, and perception of our future. Well, one of the things I quoted on there was something I just ran across a few weeks ago, and I love this. It says, recognize that unlearning could be one of the highest forms of learning. Mm. Because once we get past a certain point of our life, usually 21, 25 years old, we kind of think we kind of know 90% of everything. Well, by the time you're 50, if you're wise, you've realized you don't. Mm-hmm. But we have to unlearn some of the hardwired information that we have been taught and told. Well, again, back to the Kindle. I read a book on Kindle on vitamin K2. K2 can save so many lives because it removes calcium from the arteries and it prevents a lot of diseases. I interviewed a doctor, Dr. Kate, from Canada. She wrote the number one book on vitamin K, and it's on The Holistic Navigator. If you Google
K2?
On Kindle, you just type in vitamin K2, and you can download it for free. I mean, you don't have to do anything.
I'm going to look up the vitamin K2, is what I'm going
to
do.
Well, and to really get informed, you need to listen to the Ultimate Podcast, which is mine.
Right. Well played, sir.
The Holistic Navigator, and type in the word vitamin K, and you can hear the lecture or the 30 minutes between Dr. Kate and myself on the magic of vitamin K2. Again, traditional medicine with all of its wonderful attributes, the parts that they don't do well on is staying up with current literature, because it takes a decade or more for, again, the hardwiring of that system to filter down to the practicing healthcare professional. Because what they're taught at 25 when they leave school at 25 to 30 is very hardwired. In fact, I heard someone many years ago say, well, two things. Dr. Adams in Fort Oglethorpe said that the amount of information that a healthcare practitioner, mainly physicians, can be judged by is the amount of true journals that they read monthly, because journals in that day, now we didn't have internet when he said this, is how they keep up with the current information, not through drug reps, because they're selling things.
So yeah, they have an agenda.
They do have an agenda.
Right.
So we need to make sure that we stay current, because they're not. Now, acute care medicine's different. You have a car wreck, they don't need to learn anything. We know everything about how to set bones and do this and do that, but if we're dealing chronic diseases, that's what's attacking this country, and as we have an aging population that is moderately falling apart, there's no doubt. This is going to be a little bit backwards, Clint, because I always have a bone to pick with the system. I can't help the fact that I've observed for 43 years the brokenness of parts of the medical system. Well, you know, who's the movie star, Allie, that just passed away?
Oh, Christy Alley.
Christy Alley.
Yeah.
You know, I always enjoyed her, loved her, great actor, seemed to be a great person.
Yeah.
It always kind of just sticks a kind of thorn in my side when I read, like, the very first thing that came out was the family wanted to thank the incredible team of doctors at the Moffitt Cancer Center. Okay, I'm thinking, the article said she died a very quick death from a disease called cancer, And what other industry that you know of, Clint, that failures would turn around and be praised by? They didn't do anything that was heroic. What they did was they kept their pain down. They are so locked into a paradigm of learning, of thinking they know what causes cancer, and so they think they know how to treat it. And here's the deal. Dr. Greger, which I've posted on Vital Health Radio two or three times about the ultimate studies on chemotherapy that are irrefutable.
Right.
Anyone who reads these studies would not ever submit if they're in the 90% that he talks about. 10% of the people, they would, because right. there's 10% that it works on. 90% it doesn't work on, and it shortens your life. Because every chemo study is done based on one single parameter. Guess what that is? It's on reduction of tumor size. Tumor size reductions have nothing to do with mortality. All it does is please the patient and please the physician. So if you have a tumor of, 20 centimeters, it goes to 10 centimeters, we're winning this battle. That is rarely has any long-term prognosis for that patient. And there's plenty to back that up. If you go to Facebook, Vital Health Radio, you can see Dr. Greger's studies on all of this. But again, no other industry can be praised for not doing a great job except the medical. They can be paid high price and still do nothing.
Can I represent another view?
Yes.
Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Is it possible that the reason that they were thanking them is that they showed them some empathy and some care and some understanding along the way during a very tragic time? Could it be that they were super nice? Mm-hmm. Maybe, because I don't know anything about the situation. Maybe the situation was hopeless no matter what they were taking. And the doctors and the nurses surrounding them mm-hmm. were very gracious during a moment where they were losing somebody they loved.
I 100% agree.
Maybe that's what they were thinking.
No, they were probably. But the issue is it still feeds into the mentality of the public
right.
that those are the people with the answers, and they are not
gotcha.
The people
yeah.
with the answers many of the times.
I was just adding a softer side to it.
I appreciate
that's
it.
I
need
yeah.
some, because sometimes I'm a little too hard.
Yeah, I was just throwing another side out there. Good job.
Real quickly, just a couple notes, because again, one of my purposes here is because I scour the literature and I'm really very particular about the studies that I look at. I'm not just reading a headline and then coming on this show. I'm looking, okay, where was it done?
Right.
Did it look credible? Does it look like it was bought and paid for? Blank, blank, blank. Well, some of these things I actually pay money to be on sites that do the vetting for me that I trust. Well, this is interesting. It's not like a big time headline, but you know, a lot of people take potassium pills, and they found in a big study that the enteric coated potassium, which is prescription, not the nutrition world or not the health food store one. Enteric means it's not going to digest in the stomach. It goes in the lower intestines and then it digests, has been linked substantially to small bowel lesions and perforations because it eats a hole in the gut lining.
Mm-hmm.
We've never known this before, ever. So what if all these years we've had people with gut bleeds who some pass away, people with ulcers caused by perforations, and it was due to their blood pressure medicine and they needed to take
a different
prescription
yeah.
potassium. Well, see, if it's not enteric coated, it won't do it because it melts in the stomach. Only these that are getting into the big intestines. Again, go back to take control of your health with information. The risk against benefit at this point, reading this, which I would have never known, the risk is too high.
Right.
That means you either drink the potassium, you eat the potassium, or you take multiple pills from over the counter because we can't sell the high potency ones. So that was kind
yeah,
of interesting.
It's very interesting.
To me.
Yeah.
Dr. Greger, again, I'll go back. He had a wonderful studies and was really odd. Apples, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Don't do it.
No, this is good.
You've already killed my bananas, and I'm still going to eat bananas. You've killed the almonds I eat because you're like, well, they're not too bad. So if you attack my apples, I'm going to really be pissed off upset. Sorry for a radio word.
I have a poor memory. I think that I said the almonds were not bad because you were freaking frying them in the oven.
No, I wasn't frying them. I just had the light sea salt. And I was just like, are they that bad? But because they were roasted, that's what
roasted.
They were.
Well, what that roast is a kind word for frying.
Okay.
So
buy roasted
okay.
almonds.
You buy
blue diamond.
Almonds. Yeah, blue diamond fried almonds. No, they're not too good. You need raw ones. Or
I do eat some raw ones every now and then.
Every now and then.
How about the honey coated, the honey roasted pistachios?
Oh,
they are like dessert. I go through a bag of those every 2 days.
Honey is another counterfeit word for you weak people. All you weak people are, they know you weak people. Oh, honey's a health food. Let me have gobs of it. Yes, no.
Donut flavored pistachios. They're beautiful, but anyway, keep going about your apples.
And the daggum oil they put in there is vegetable oil, okay, which is so horrible for it. So here's the deal. You want to meet me halfway and you want to be super healthy. Hey, and also, I'm not perfect. I eat some bad things.
It.
But you get the almonds at Nutrition World. If you want to spend the extra money, get the organic, which we're the only store that sells all organic nuts. But you don't have to. I did a post on Instagram on buying nuts over at Walmart.
Okay.
Yeah, about 3 weeks ago. We got to find middle grounds. But you put those on a cookie sheet. You don't use oil. You put them down there. I don't know. I used to do it when I was married, maybe 45 minutes on low heat.
Yep.
And it will roast those almonds mm-hmm. with no oil. And that is beautiful.
I don't have 45 minutes to cook my nuts. Now, I will say that, I mean, to cook my almonds, you know.
Clint,
and so
you are.
I will say this too real quick, and then I'll hand it back to you. Is this good about apples? Because I love it. I eat a banana every morning and at least two apples a day and an orange. So
I'm kind of speechless after the last thing you said about your nuts.
I don't
you can't roast your nuts.
I don't roast my almonds.
Oh, you didn't say that. You said you don't roast your nuts. So
I don't roast. Keep going, sir.
Okay.
What about apples?
Dr. Greger did this. He really reviewed the literature. Apples, that part of the apple that is massively anti-inflammatory is appealing.
Yeah.
And
I've known
that's
that. Yeah.
Where everything is. You know, you kind of think it's the fruit of the inside. No, it's in that peeling.
Yes.
So get organic. That's where you really have to do it because they are going to soak those chemicals and those pesticides deep into that freaking apple, and you can't roast them out. I don't care what you do.
I remember growing up, my grandmother used to make me peanut butter and jelly sandwiches by the tub and bring them back to me. Big tub of watermelon, and then she would make these pies, the apple pies. And a lot of times she would make my grandfather, she would cut an apple up. And he didn't like the peeling, but I would get a bowl of just apple peels.
Really?
Oh, and eat them like they were going out of town. I mean,
well,
just loved it.
He talked about that. Would it be valuable to just eat the peels? He said they're very therapeutic.
Oh, I love
very
them.
Very therapeutic.
Yeah.
So things that, these little bitty things you don't think about, like the potassium and the apple peel.
Do you have a favorite apple, by the way?
I don't really eat apples because I've kind of X'd off the fruit thing.
Well, I can give you a great one, though. They're called Honeycrisp.
Well,
and they are the best apple on earth. They are the donut of the apple world.
Donut, okay.
Because they taste that good.
Well, I'm not addicted to sweets like you are.
No, you're not. So I've hijacked this whole segment.
All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we will be having several more notes, a few on COVID, that and much more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Clint Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep,
It's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner Clint Powell, and that was a great two segments we had.
Yeah.
I love just rolling with it like that. I did read... Just two days ago, and I've kind of wondered about this, but there's never been what they say on this study, really looking at how many seniors being older people, right. I don't know if they cut it off at 55 or 60, but how many seniors will die or develop disabilities or can no longer work independently or have worsened quality of life after surgery? And it's an interesting concept because this never really been looked at. It's just been like, you need surgery, so let's go. Well, again, my whole life's built on risk against benefit. It comes down to the nutrients, to the drugs, to the surgeries, to the whatever. Risk against benefit. So older patients should be asking, what will my life look like after surgery? And the study was with Dr. Thomas Gill and Yale colleagues, and they examined data from 2011 to 2017.
And this is any surgeries?
Any of the major surgeries, okay. Anytime you had to be put under for anything of significant.
Like knee replacements, yes. Heart stuff, yes. Any kind. Anyway, I got you.
And some of these, of course, if the patient didn't get them, they would die.
Right.
So we have to put that in the mix here. But the amount of people who did not return to baseline after major surgery after 6 months was 1 in 3. Mm. So 1 in 3 people never had their whole life back after surgery, and 1 in 7 did die. Now, here's what my take at this point is the resilience and robustness of our body is the currency that helps us to endure whatever we go through. It could be a car wreck. It could be the RSV. It could be the flu. It could be COVID. It could be surgery. The stronger you are when you go in, the better odds you have to come out better on the other side. And we have a nation of a lot of people, not just seniors, that are not in shape. They're metabolically inflexible. That means their insulin and glucose is not being controlled well, and they're nutritionally depleted. Mm-hmm. And when you do those three things, and then on top of that, not sleeping sometimes, and anxiety and depression and polypharmacy, you're setting yourself up for this 1 in 7 to die and 1 in 3 to never have your life back. You know, I'm going to Summit Physical Therapy right now for this chronic hip thing, and I feel I'm getting some positive results. But he said, you know, Ed, if you ever need hip replacement, going into a hip replacement after coming to me for 3 months, you don't realize what a better shape you'll be in for recovery because we're working the muscles that are all around the hip. Even if the hip is not that good, we're going to get the hip muscles ready for this. And how many people actually go and do pre-operation workouts? None.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I had my hip replaced 11 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I was in decent shape. Yep. I was 15 pounds overweight, but I started, my doctor told me, and I was in so much pain. So what I started doing is I lost 10 pounds.
Okay.
I started doing some core work, started doing my back to weightlifting a little heavier on certain areas. And what I did is I only had about 6 weeks before mm-hmm. my surgery. I did the week of Thanksgiving.
Mm.
And so I'd have the whole week off and family could help wheel me around. And I put myself in a better place. And I was already at a head start because I was a lot younger and better shape.
Yeah.
But I put myself in a place where I was going to have all the other muscles strong and flexible enough to when I was going through my rehab, my body could really super focus on the hip and I didn't have to worry about the other stuff. I didn't have the overweight to worry about. I didn't have the lack of strength in my arms and legs to compensate.
Yep.
So, yeah, I did the same thing. It was good. I didn't do the rehab like you're doing intentionally, but I did up my workouts and got in better shape for the surgery.
And people could do that through a personal trainer. They could do it through their own, through YouTube. But getting your body more robust before any occurrence.
As much as possible.
I mean, we don't see the car wrecks. We don't see you know, the infections coming, but we know that things are around the corner. So let's stay as fit as we can, as healthy and as nutritionally connected as we possibly can. And I was thinking of the basketball player who was in Russia who, you know, got released and got traded back over here. You know, going into, she didn't expect to go into that dark cave of Russian prisons. Just think, if her vitamin D alone was down to 20 on a blood test, she would be 10 times more susceptible to diseases in that prison. And if she had built that vitamin D up before she went, that vitamin D can last 9 months.
I didn't know it could last that long.
If you can get up to about 80 nanograms, it would probably take about 8 months to 9 for it to get depleted in that prison. So building your body before you need it is as smart as anything.
But isn't that what David Goggins and the Joe Rogans and all these folks that we look at, the Jocko Willinks, they all preach that. A lot of times they're encouraging us along with them to get ready for whatever is going to happen, because we are going to get the phone calls. Mm-hmm. We are going to get the losses. And it's going to affect our mind, and our body needs to be ready to support our minds a lot of times, or it may be physical. Mm-hmm. And so that's what they're always talking about. The reason I'm running 30 miles a day is what they say, not me, but the reason I'm running 30 miles or doing the pull-ups is for a lot of reasons. But one of the components is because I want to be ready for what the life throws at me next week.
Yep, the unknowns.
The unknowns, yeah.
And I like that. And I think Helen Keller said that believing that nothing's going to happen is a superstition. It just is. Mm. And it's just, I mean, all we got to do is look around.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just life. It doesn't mean it's a bad life. It means that the obstacle is the way.
It's life.
It is life. And it's going to throw curveballs. That's one reason we're here, is to learn from these challenges, grow from them. I mean, the people who seem to be the less evolved are those who've had a charmed life.
I just did a short podcast. I released some short coaching podcasts, at least 4 or 5 days a week. I just did one about pain. In life is like water in the earth. You know, right now we have as much water on the planet as we had in the beginning of the planet. We don't lose or gain water. It just takes different forms. Same with pain. I don't think we really lose pain, mental or physical, a lot of times. It just takes different forms.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on how we use it. It can add beauty. It can add all these other lessons. It can, you know, build barriers, and we can change behaviors. But how we process pain and being ready for pain, it's going to stay with us. It's what form and how we carry it.
There you go. And we could take it into a bitter area or a more humbled, kind, more evolved area. I mean, I have to say, my 2.5 years of hip pain has been a wonderful teacher to me.
Right.
It's not a teacher I ask for. We don't ask for these teachers.
And it's not a physical thing anymore for you either.
No.
I mean, it hurts physically, but it's a more of a mental thing.
By far.
Yeah.
And my suffering is far less. My pain is really not less. So the pain is mandatory. The suffering is optional.
Oh, I think suffering's in the brain. Pain's in the body.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you're not going to hurt if you learn not to suffer. But it's a totally different picture of the whole painting of your future.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean you stop trying. And I'm actually getting better with the new therapy that I'm doing.
Good.
Smartphone addiction. Studies are showing that there's a lot of similarities to a smartphone people addicted, which I think most of us could say we're at least modestly addicted.
I am.
And some people are massively addicted. But MRI studies are showing that it is very, very similar when you look at the brain to other addictive disorders.
Mm.
So we can't downplay it, that it's just another little kind of apparatus. No, it's not. It's actually a drug.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a drug that's addictive. Now, what I've done a little bit, and again, I talk about baby steps. I don't have my text message notifier on, so I never know when someone texts me, because that I felt I was becoming a puppet. Mm-hmm. And I'm a puppet on a string, and when you hit that text button, I'm going to pop one of my little arms up and push a button. And I felt controlled. I wasn't controlling the phone. It was controlling me. And so I've cut that off. It's beautiful. I've done that now for a year. And if you need me, it's an emergency, you call me. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I check my text messages probably once an hour, and it makes life so much better for
me. I love that.
So much better. And it takes about a week to go through the withdrawals. And then you're like, oh, why did I not do this before? Why did I not do this
before? I might try that.
I want you to try that. And we get a little feedback. Just do it for 3 days or till next show.
Yeah.
And just tell your few loved ones, your daughter and your son, hey, you really need me, you call me.
Yeah, there's really like two people that care. So yeah,
that's why I said that's only two people.
Yeah. I appreciate you though.
So it would be a short list for Clint Powell.
Very short. The three text messages that really upset me every day, I wouldn't get quite as timely. So yeah.
Well, I did see a picture on social media that made me think that you are dating someone, but you're going to say you're not, right?
We're friends. She's a great podcast host, and she's an unbelievable lady. So
just friends. Okay. Yeah, that's a good term. Yeah.
She's a very good guest on the podcast.
Yeah,
Carissa. During the break podcast. Yeah. Shout out to Carissa Kay, and I love us marriage therapy. Yeah.
Yep. She's great. She shops at Nutrition World and just very, very intelligent lady.
Yeah.
Easy on the eyes. And on COVID front, there's, you know, that nasal spray that we talked about, I talked about. I love the spray, one.
The one that I'm using?
That you're using with the iodine, because iodine will kill every single thing. And I'm going to interplay this with a study that I had read that I did not make any notes on. I just have it in my head that was really interesting. It was, the headline was, we now know why people get more colds and flu in the wintertime. And it was really looked to be a very good study, and it said that the people studying this question were actually shocked. It said that when the nose temperature goes down by over 6 degrees, which means it would in the winter if you're outside in the freezing cold, that the immune components in the nose are basically deactivated. So if the nose, and I know there's immune components to the nose, most people don't, it's a filter one, but it also has these white blood cells that kill the bacteria virus before it can get in the body. You know, nature put into us the ability to stop it at its first gate.
Yep.
And that is our nose. That's why mouth breathing is destructive. That's why I talk about it on The Holistic Navigator about mouth breathing, how bad it is and how you need to tape your mouth at night when you sleep, because that's the other part. But as far as this, you catch colds because your nose can't be the first stopping point that it can be when you're in warm temperatures. Well, we can't do much about winter if we're outside, and of course right now it's pretty warm, but if it's freezing, so what do? We can't really warm the nose that well. Mm-hmm. Well, this spray, iodine, can kill everything. So this spray actually says COVID on the box. Well, guess what, Clint? I knew this was going to happen. The government's made them change the name. And so it's going to come with a new box, but the next time you buy it, it cannot say the word COVID, because no one wants you to know that there's anything but vaccines.
But okay, so now I get to ask the real question of it and put you in a hard spot. This is it because it doesn't kill COVID? Or is it because they've just done no research to prove it? I mean, why would they?
There's no way, unless Pfizer does it, that they're going to approve anything for COVID, because it's a corrupt system. It is truly a corrupt system in regard to COVID. Now, it's not all across the board.
I guess that's just me being naive. If it's been proven that it can kill it, then no. I don't understand what legal.
We know that iodine can kill everything.
Right.
For this company to prove to a level of FDA and drug approval would take $10 to $20 million. It would take another 5 years.
We just need Elon Musk to do it until then, to tell the FDA to go straight to buy one.
Elon's probably the only person who could bypass this system.
I wish he would do it with something like this, just to prove one thing.
That is a great idea.
Shout out to Elon Musk. Fund this study. Let's show one thing where the green pharmacy can stand up to the pharmacy and go, hey, look what we've got.
Ooh.
That would be nice.
Well, you got pretty good wealth of yourself, so maybe you can consider
Let me reach out to Elon and ask him first if he wants to do it, because I'm so he gets all the credit.
Well, I'm still a big fan of this spray. I'm doing it twice a day. We do know that even surgical equipment is clean with iodine. Everything's killed by iodine. And if this other study is very credible, which it looked like it was about the temperature, well, this part pairs perfectly with the iodine, because we can't do anything about a cold nose. But if the nose was killing the virus and bacteria, but we can put iodine in there to kill it instead that lasts 8 hours. I mean, common sense is a big part of being healthy. You don't have to have PhDs and MD degrees to have common sense about health. Mm-hmm. This is common sense. It just is. So, dadgummit, got me all fired up here.
Shout out to Elon.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can get him on the radio show, too. I'd love to get Elon on. If you're listening to this, which I know he does every Sunday, or on the download that comes out on Tuesday to the Vital Health Radio podcast on Apple or Spotify, he can jump on the podcast with us. I mean, on the radio show.
There is a guy named Dr. Dale Bredesen who's going to be on my podcast, and he wrote the book on, I think it's called The End of Alzheimer's, but he has a protocol with blood testing and nutrient and a little bit of drug intervention that he says will stop Alzheimer's in its tracks.
Wow.
And he is so credible. He is big time. And I just got an email this morning. He will be on my podcast in 2 months discussing this protocol, the Bredesen protocol.
Okay.
Very excited about that. It's time to take a break. When we come back, got a few words of wisdom and a couple other notes. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Having trusted medical care in your neighborhood is critical to a healthy life. CHI Memorial offers several convenient locations around the Chattanooga area to better serve you. Nationally recognized in both quality and excellence, CHI Memorial has trusted board-certified doctors from a broad range of specialties and convenient local offices delivering primary and specialized medical care to you and your family. Finding a CHI Memorial physician is easy. Visit chimemorialmedicalgroup.org.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode. Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and I have worked really hard on a recording that will be sent out about 3 days before New Year's, and it will be my tips for 2023, and it's going to be quite the unusual resolutions, because it really has my quirky, unique kind of take on it. It has very nothing to do with food or nutrition. It has to do with maybe spirit and life and things that we want to maybe think about as we get older. And on the end of that, I did recite a poem that I just have always been very connected to, by Mary Oliver. And for those of you, if you don't get Nutrition World's emails, they are very respectful. We do not abuse anyone, and we'd really, half of it's all about education. So nutritionw.com, please go on there and sign up for our email list if you would like to do that, and you'll get my email for the New Year's. But this was from Mary Oliver, and it's at the end of that. When it is over, I want to say, all my life I was a bride married to amazement. I was a bridegroom taking the world into my arms. And when it is over, I don't want to wonder if I have made of my life something particular and real. I don't want to find myself sighing and frightened or full of argument. and I don't want to end up simply having visited this world. And then lastly, I'll leave you with one other line from one of her other poems. What is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? And I think that hit me hard when I first read it many, many years ago, because it seems like I was spinning in a kind of hamster wheel, and like there was no finish line, and I'm just going to someday do it and get it. Well, the someday and the finish line is becoming quite clear to Edward at 65. In the fourth quarter of my life has given me a reason to really ponder and to be more insightful and do a little bit more inner searching and seeking. And I think you certainly seem to be a person who's turned the corner to be a seeker from what I can see.
Yeah, I think life has a way of, you know, it divides us up pretty quickly. Those who get that life is bigger than probably what we have actually acknowledged along the way, because we've been so busy living, we've forgot to build the life and live the life. You know, we've gone from one meeting to the next and one obligation to the next, and we forgot to understand life is bigger. Or it puts you in the other category where you kind of stay in that. You become locked in, and those are the people, I think, that die with a lot of regrets. And most of those regrets have nothing to do around business or anything. It has to do with about mindsets and I should have, I would have, and I wish I could have. And it divides us up. I think getting older causes you to reflect. As it should. I think it should, though.
As it should.
Yeah.
And you know, in other countries of the world, older people, being those usually over 60, are kind of created or presented with a lot of respect, almost like sages, because you know what? They've climbed a mountain that younger people didn't climb yet, and they can see down, and we can only see up. And to access these people with experience is what a value, what a treasure chest that we can have. And yet, what do? We lock them away, and they're burdens, and they have canes, and we don't want to deal with them. And in fact, many of them can't share anything because they've never been asked to share in their whole life. They've been kind of shoveled into just a role and a troublemaker in this. And it's just a sad. Our environment is worshiping the people that have a million followers on Facebook and beautiful faces and can throw a ball somewhere.
You know, we hold this against people sometimes when we say, you know, they've changed. And I love the quote is, we're supposed to.
Mm.
You know, I would like to think it. I'll be 55 in a month, less than a month, right at a month. And I would like to think that I am vastly different than I was at 25. And if I haven't, what a horrible waste of time it has been if I'm exactly the same person. Right. And so that's kind of the, I want to avoid being the same person.
That is such wise information. And I think sometimes we get handcuffed into our own life routines that sometimes we don't change too much because we are hardwired with the yeses and nos of our life, that I'm only going to do this and I won't do that. And it's very black and white. And as soon as I got to be less black and white and be push myself into arenas that weren't always comfortable, meeting new people, you know, learning new skills, going to, you know, I mean, I was pushed into trying to learn salsa dancing and I fought it with everything I could. But then I said, I'm getting no younger. Why not?
Right.
And so I had 4 years of great salsa dancing. I don't do it now, but just one of many examples, flying the airplane and, you know, doing a lot of things past 50. I would have, you know, easy to do when you're younger and you have money, but I didn't have money, but I was brave then. But as far as trying things, but when we get older, we lose that bravery and we have fear that encompasses us. And that's the time to start reaching out, not even more important than it is when you're young.
Yeah. Being comfortable with being uncomfortable is, I think, the greatest habit.
I love that. Yeah. I'm going to keep that one.
Yeah, it's a good one. I like it. I stole it. Well, no, I didn't. I made it up. I just checked
online.
Okay. I made it up.
Yeah, you're famous.
Yeah. Me and Elon.
All right. Well, you know what? That's been a great show. And that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.